Okay. We're in the middle of the Zemer Mayididut Menuchateich. As we mentioned, this focuses on Onen Shabbos. Onen Shabbos comes in the Psukim in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, right? In Tashib Mishabbos Raglecha, Sos Chavetzecha Yom Kachi, Vikarbasa L'Shabbos Oneg, L'Kdosh Shem Mechubad, Oneg and Kavod, right? V'chibad Tomei Asos Rechecha, you're mechabed it, that you don't go on your ways, Mitzoh Heftzcha, you don't do your business, V'deber Davar, and talk about inappropriate things. Oz Tichanagel Hashem, right, then you'll have the oneg of Hashem, v'kavtikal b'masei arz v'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha kipi Hashem diber, and you'll be on the heights of the land, you'll be on top, and you'll get the nachla of Yaakov, as we saw in last week, so says Hashem. So all of these, basically these tzukim, are the base of here. We have the oneg, we have the kavod, we have the nachlas Yaakov avicha, the oneg al Hashem, we will see in a moment. Here we're going to have more of the isurim. Right, so it starts with Ches Chafatzecha Asur, and that's based on the pasuk. Right, it says twice. Once it says, "Don't do Asos Chafatzecha Yom Kachi," and then it says, "Don't do Mitzo Heftzecha." So you're not allowed to do your business. V'gam Lachshov Cheshbonos, and also to calculate Cheshbonos. This is the Cheshbonos do not appear in the pasuk, but this is how Chazal explained that this pasuk hints at different things. Mitzo Heftzecha means don't do your business, and especially since V'chiyato me'asos derachecha Mitzo Heftzecha, it specifically refers to going to business, like you're not allowed to go to work. Basically, Mitzo Heftzecha, you're not allowed to go someplace to engage, even if you're not going to do any melacha, just to check out your business. You can't go to your field to check it out. You can't go to your workplace to check it out. You can't walk to the bus stop to wait there to catch the first bus after Shabbos, or in the old days, you can't walk to the Tchum so that you can go do business and cross the Tchum as soon as three stars come out. That's Mitzo Heftzecha. And Cheshbonos means to talk about calculations, right? That's included in V'daber Davar, right? You can't calculate how much money, even Shaloba Maisa, right? Chafatzecha Asurim is b'maisa, Lachshav Cheshbonos is b'dibur. Can't even talk about how you're going to budget, etc. But what is mutter? The Chazal Darshan the Sukkim here, hurim mutarim. Thinking is mutter. Right, you're not, since it says v'daber dover in the pasuk, dibur aser, hear her mutter, chazal darshan, you're not allowed to talk about business, but you're allowed to think about business on Shabbos. Obviously, mitzvah nemuvchar, to be restful and to consider as if all your work is done, etc. But, you know, sometimes you can't help what you think. And there's no iser to think about business on Shabbos because it's not b'dibur and it's not b'maisa. And what else? Mutter u'lishadech habanos. Chazal darshan, mitzo cheftzecha, Chafatzecha asurim, b'cheftzei shamayim rotarim. Your private business is asur, but business of mitzvos is mutter, and therefore you're allowed to talk about doing mitzvos. Like, for example, you can't go to a bunch of investors and say, how much stock do you want to buy? You know, how much money do you want to put in? But you can go to shul and say, I pledge 180, I pledge 360, I pledge, you know, whatever amount of money. You can raise money for mitzvos, right? So that's the heter of dvar mitzvah. And what are the examples that are in Chazal? One of the examples in Chazal is what I just mentioned, poskim tzedakah, but the other examples of Chazal are that you're allowed to talk even about your private affairs if it's for mitzvah. They say to make a shidduch and to educate your kids. So here it says, hiru mitarim, and it's even allowed to talk, you're even allowed to talk, ulishadech habanos, to make a shidduch for kids, even though you're talking about the parents will give money, who will buy the apartment, it's who'll support them in kolo the first 5 years and the next 5 years, whatever it may be, you're allowed to talk about that on Shabbos, and vetinok lelamdo sefer. Right, that's what it says. You poskim al ha banos le'areis, velatinok lelamdo sefer lelamdo umnos. You're allowed to hire a rebbe. Now again, it doesn't mean we're not getting into all the halachas. You can't necessarily discuss the exact dollars of schar you're going to pay him, but you can hire a rebbe to teach your kid. Lelamdo sefer here means to teach your kid Torah. Right, so you can hire a rebbe to teach your kid Torah. Lam natseach bin ginos. Lam natseach bin ginos obviously comes from Tehillim, from half of Tehillim, right? So it really means to sing, right? To be musical, right? Lam natseach bin ginos is to, I don't know, to maybe conduct an orchestra or something. It's not exactly clear what Lam natseach bin ginos is doing here. There's a machlokas among the achronim. Some achronim say Lam natseach bin ginos means, Chazal say, lelamdo sefer, lelamdo umnos. You can hire a rebbe to teach Torah or to teach a trade. Because that's also, it's a mitzvah one mitzvah might be more sublime, but it's just as much a mitzvah to teach a kid Torah as to teach him a trade, so he'll have an honest parnasa when he grows up. So some people say what this means is lam do sefer is teach him Torah, lam naseach bin ginos is to teach him umnas, and the umnas, they use as an example here, is the umnas of playing music. Okay, I find that a little hard to accept, because like, why would they pick Davka playing music out of all umnuses? And also the next line is v'lahagos v'imrei shefer. And to talk, imrei shefer, shefer is like, the word is poetic in Hebrew and standard Aramaic. Shefer means goodly, right? And to talk the good word, right? Like the neighbors in America talk about the good word, right? The good word is the Bible, is the Torah, right? So, l'lamdo sefer is talking about Torah, l'lahagos v'imrei shefer, so you can always talk about Torah, b'chol pinosu machanos, in all corners and camps. Meaning, wherever you go, you talk about Torah. Why wherever you go? Because it says in the, we know, b'shifcha, b'sechu, b'lechcha, b'aderecha, b'shachcha, b'kumecha, you're supposed to talk about Torah wherever you go. So, l'lamdo sefer and l'lahagos v'imrei shefer, b'chol pinosu machanos, are Torah. So it's unlikely umnas would be stuck in the middle. Pasha says, and this is what Yaakov Emden says in his Siddur, it says, l'mnatzech bin ginos means, is also referring to learning Torah. It's just a poetic way of saying learning Torah. Like, whenever you learn Torah, you're praising Hashem. You're singing praise of Hashem. That's part of the Torah. That's on the Seach Ben Ginos. But some of the Achronim say, I thought at first this is more of a Polish drash, but maybe it's really the Kavana of the Mechaber. Why would Torah be called Lam Seach Ben Ginos? So maybe the Mechaber was Mechaber near the Gemara in Darim, Daf Lam and Hei Lam and Vav. The Gemara actually has a problem. Not to do with Al Chashabbos, but to do with the assumption. The assumption is you're paying the guy to teach your kids Torah. Right? If he's teaching your kids Torah for free, it wouldn't be any chiddush that it's mutter on Shabbos. Of course, you're allowed to teach for free on Shabbos. The assumption is that you're telling him, I'm going to hire you and pay you to teach my kid Torah. Why isn't mutter get paid to teach Torah? Mani b'chinam avata b'chinam, the Gemara darshan, you're not allowed to get paid for teaching Torah. So there are many answers, but one of the answers, the Gemara says, there is schar pisuf tamen. You don't get paid to teach Torah, you get paid to teach the truck. Because the Torah you have to teach for free, but the trup you can get paid for. So it could be that's the remez in the a lot of Achronim say that's the remez in the Zemer here. L'lamdo sefer, you're hiring him to teach him what's in the sefer, meaning the Chavtal Sefer Tanakh. L'mnatzeach bin ginos is a remez that what are you really paying him for? You're not hiring him to teach Torah, because you shouldn't get paid to teach Torah. You should teach the words of Torah for free. But l'mnatzeach bin ginos, to know the trup and be able to sing it properly, for that you're allowed to pay him. So therefore, that's when you need the Heter of Shabbos. You need the Heter of Shabbos to pay the Malamed. Oh, how can you pay the Malamed? You're paying him because the Lamdo Sefer, l'mnatzeach bin ginos, he's teaching you how to sing the Tanakh properly. So maybe that's within the Kavana of the Mechaber, meaning it's Mefurish Gemara Nedarim. So, and it would really explain why he chose l'mnatzeach bin ginos. And as a pshat level, learning Torah is praising Hashem. You know how to praise Hashem by learning all the Torah. But on the halachic level, it means, you know, specifically, he only gets paid, mutter to get paid, even on a weekday, he's only mutter to get paid, because he teaches the trap. And of course, the rhyme scheme here is the same as usual, right? A, B, A, B, C, B, C, B, chafetzecha asu rim, cheshbo, nos. Here rim b'tar rim, shadecha ban nos. And the end continues, but the middle doesn't. L'olam do sefer bin ginos, and shefer Machanos. The next line continues in these halachos from next stanza, continues in these halachos from Yeshaya. V'chibatome asos drachecha, you shouldn't go on your ways. So Chazal darshan, that doesn't only mean don't go to business. It means even if you're walking stam for a shpatzir, for a walk, you should walk different on Shabbos than on Chol. Shelo yehiluchach b'Shabbos ki luchach b'Chol. On Chol, you might run all the time and take big steps. On Shabbos, you should walk gently. You should walk casually in small steps, slowly. So that says hiluchach tei v'nachas. Right, one of the halachas in these pesukim in Shai is your walking should be benachas. You should walk slowly on Shabbos. Okay, to shul it's mutter to run on Shabbos, but at least just stam. If you're walking someplace stam, it's usher to go fast. You have to walk slowly. Oneg krala Shabbos. That's right from the pesukim in Shai. Because la Shabbos oneg, you should call Shabbos oneg. It's actually interesting. Rav Yaakov Emden learns from here. Question about the pesukim is because la Shabbos oneg. The symbol of shout of the pesuk is that. What do you mean call Shabbos oneg? It means to make it into oneg. Right, it doesn't mean call out. It just means to make it oneg, to define it as oneg. But Rav Yaakov Emden in the Zmiros here in his Siddur says no. It means you should actually call it like everything you do on Shabbos. Say you know L'chavet Shabbos. You say it's for oneg Shabbos. It's special for Shabbos. That's why some people in the minhag that whatever they serve on Shabbos, all the food and all the nice things, they always say oh it's L'chavet Shabbos. That comes from this pasuk oneg krala Shabbos. They want to actually be koreit it, and that has makoros also in the. In the Shilto, Mishnayos and others who tie in the karasa to verbal declarations of kiddush. Okay, v'ashena mishubachas. It doesn't say shena, sleeping specifically in Yeshaya, but it's part of Oneg. Chazal say shena is b'chal Oneg Shabbos, and therefore it's mishubachas. It's praiseworthy to have a nice nap, to have a nice sleep on Shabbos. Kedas, as is proper, das doesn't necessarily mean legal, it means proper. Nefesh mishivas nefesh, a phrase from Tehillim, right? Torah Shem to meet mishivas nefesh means it restores your soul. Again, literally the word nefesh for soul, there are different words for soul in Tanakh. Most of the words for soul come from breathing. Right, no shame is to breathe, and no face is like to rest and to catch your breath, etc. So literally, mishivas nefesh means to like restore your breath, to catch your breath, to rest. What it means is kedas nefesh mishivas, that you know, you should shame as mishubachas, if it's the right amount, that it restores your soul, that it gives you back your strength. But apparently there's a remez here that it shouldn't be the wrong amount of sleep on Shabbos, meaning if you take it too far, then that's not the proper celebration of Shabbos anymore. The Achronim argue whether the problem is that if you take it too far, maybe it's because you're resting to work on Chol, or maybe it's just because if you take it too far you won't be able to learn Torah. But the point is kedas means the right amount, right? So sleep is good on Shabbos, but not taken to an extreme. Now, once we're talking about resting, this is the most difficult line in the piyut. Bechein, therefore, thus, nafshi lecha arga. My soul, it's like the pasuk says, right? Kayal tarog elfikim ayin kei nafshi tarog elecha elokim. We have that on Zemiros, right? Anuziros v'shirim erog. That's a different word with aleph, but ki elecha nafshi tarog is from the pasuk in Tehillim with an ayin. Most mefarshim say tarog means to yearn. Right, that's nafshi tarog. My soul yearns for Hashem. Here, b'chein nafshi l'char, my soul yearns for. It's not clear who my soul yearns for. Right, so it could be some of the farshim say for Hashem. Even though until now we haven't been talking straight to Hashem, but I mean it's all about the Shabbos of Hashem. So you say therefore, meaning I yearn for Hashem on Shabbos the day when I can have more ruchnius. Right, when my soul wants to be closer to Hashem. Other farshim say it means yearn for Shabbos. L'cha is talking to Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is feminine, some sukkim at the end of the stanza will be masculine, because Shabbos is feminine, but Yom, for example, Yom Shabbos is masculine, so it could be called Lecha also. So it's not clear if my soul yearns for Shabbos, or my soul yearns for Hashem. V'lanuach b'chibas. And to rest b'chibas. Again, it should be b'chiba, let's say, but it has to rhyme, so you're allowed to use the possessive, even when it's not really possessive. B'chibas is love, right? I want to rest in the love. This is the words don't come, but the image, this is a shir shirbdik image. That's hinted at the next words are called shoshanim suga. Shoshanim suga is a word, very pasuk, b'nechari matritim, suga b'shoshanim. So, what's the whole shir shirim idea? There's a lot of resting in shir shirim, right? Smolo tachas l'roshi v'minot chavkeni, I want to rest in the bosom of my beloved, right? So, I want to, Shabbos is the rest. What kind of rest is this? There's different kinds of rest. There's a rest of, you know, just like, there's a, like an empty rest. You know, oh, like, okay, the tzaras are gone, and I can, you know, I can catch my breath, etc. Nefesh mishivas, and then there's a deeper rest. V'lanuch mishivas, a rest of connection, a rest of, like, now I'm free of all the gashmias and all the money and chasing after money and work of the whole week, and I can, like, rest and appreciate. Sometimes you have to rest to appreciate the love of your loved ones, right? V'lanuach mishivas, and that's an image from Shir Shirim. So here, I want to, again, the love, you know, is clearly, you know, the love of Hashem and the ruchnis, the connection. So here's the oz tisanag al Hashem, right? It's not just tisanag, tisanag al Hashem. The oneg is the connection to Hashem. So here, b'chinav shilcharga, I yearn for Shabbos, or I yearn for Hashem, even if I'm yearning for Shabbos. I'm yearning for Shabbos because it connects to Hashem. The rest here is with love, ka shoshanim suga, like shoshanim suga. So here, you know, it's not clear whether you could take it literally as shoshanim suga, like Am Yisrael described in Shir Shirim, Sugaba Shoshanim, where there's a hedge of lilies, or roses, as they want to make a nicer title nowadays in books. Or it could mean, like, so some of us say Shoshanim Suga, like the Pasuk, there's the Chitim, and the fence around it was Shoshanim, which is not a very effective fence, but it's just a very beautiful fence. Or it could just mean Shoshanim Suga, like lilies, beautiful flowers, that you put a fence around them to protect them. But either way, what it means is that I'm resting here in some enclosed space. in some beautiful enclosed space, or Shanim Suga, right? And not in jail or something, in this beautiful enclosed space. And I think over here it also has two different levels of meaning. On one level of meaning, it's referring back to our connection with Hashem. We're resting with the chibas, the Shoshanim Suga, meaning we're resting on the protection of Hashem. But it's also a more pshat level, going back to Hiluchach and Chibatum Yasos Terechecha. Chazal don't darshan this from Yeshaya, because it has psukim in the Torah, but we know about walking on Shabbos, there's a lot of halachas, right? You're not allowed to walk outside on Shabbos. There's Chum Shabbos. You have to stay home on Shabbos. You can't go walk in the wilderness on the out and you know on the highway on Shabbos. So we're resting with the love. We're fenced in. We're fenced in by Chum Shabbos. Bo yanuchu beinu bas. On this day, even the beinu bas, right, like it says in the Torah, right? Ato vincho bitecha. All the family rests. All the family rests together. Okay, there are many other perushim neachronim. This, these are difficult words, but I think the main theme here is that Shabbos, right? And I think if you take Shoshanim Suga as clearly, it's a remez to Shir Shirim. Of how we are held by Hashem, lanuach b'chibas, where we're cuddled by Hashem as we're resting on Shabbos, right? But it's also seems to be a remez to the idea of the restrictions of Shabbos. Because Shanim Suga, there's a fence around us on Shabbos, right? There's a lot of things we don't do. We don't even go too far. And I think that the point is that what's the Shoshanim Suga, the fence? It's a beautiful fence. Right, it's not a restrictive fence. Right, it's a beautiful, honorable, protective fence. Meaning, beautiful things need to have their own tchum. And the Shabbos, there's a lot of restrictions on Shabbos. A lot of things we don't do on Shabbos. Why don't we do those things on Shabbos? Right, not because it's going to be very hard to not do those things, and it's a very annoying day when we can't do a lot of things. Because beautiful things need to be fenced off so that they can achieve their full potential. Because especially if lenuach b'chibas, it's a day when you achieve a tremendous ruchnius by your resting, the oneg al Hashem, and therefore that needs to be fenced off from the days of the week. The last stanza just takes it to the conclusion in Yeshaya and in history and everything, right? V'gavticha al-bomas ha'yaretz v'achaltich al-nachos yavicha means the ge'ula. Chazal darshin, whoever is ma'aneg Shabbos, properly, with the shal shudis, will be saved from Chevli Mashiach and see the Geula without pain, right? We'll only have the Oneg of the Geula. So we say, Mein Olam Haba, what is Shabbos? This is like the culmination. All these beautiful things of Shabbos are Mein Olam Haba, right? Our taste of Olam Haba. It's the closest thing we have. It's similar to Olam Haba. Yom Shabbat Menucha. The Menucha of Shabbos is like Olam Haba, because Olam Haba is a day of Ol Menucha. Right? It's a day of rest and no work anymore. Kolam Etan Gimba, and therefore whoever is Oneg on Shabbos, right? Not just Shabbos is me in Olam Haba. Whoever's owning on Shabbos will get that owning of Olam Haba. Kolamas Angibah Yizku L'Rov Simcha. Whoever's the owning on Shabbos will be Zocha L'Asad Lavo for the tremendous Simcha. May Chevli Mashiach Yutzalu L'Rvacha. I mean, normally Chazal talk about Chevli Mashiach. Great things will happen. There'll be a lot of suffering first. The way around the suffering is the owning of Shabbos. Zchus for the oneg of Shabbos is the oneg without the suffering. So mechevli Mashiach, that's what Chazal say. Whoever eats Shalosh Shodes, proper oneg Shabbos, will be saved from chevli Mashiach, from the birth pangs of Mashiach. Right, chevli means birth pain. Chevlo yoledo yavo lo, etc. Birth pangs of Mashiach means it hurts a lot before the geula comes. Yutzalu, they will be saved from lashon hitzil lirvacha. Right, like we read in Esther, revach v'hatzala yamod layudim. Revacha is also salvation, right? Means you sort of have space and you're not restricted and you can escape. So we'll be saved and escape from the birth pains of Mashiach. Peduseinu tatzmiach, our pedut, our redemption will tatzmiach, will flourish, will blossom. Right? We always talk about our matzmiach yeshuos, right? We say in Berakos Kriyas Shema, or etzemach David avdecha meirat tatzmiach. Peduseinu tatzmiach, meaning the geula is not something which will come from no place. I mean, the seeds of the Geula are planted. Hashem just has to make them flourish, just make them grow and blossom. In the end, right, when Mashiach comes, la'asad lavo, nos is to run away. Yogon v'anacha, sadness and sighing will all run away, and we'll have the perfect good. Again, the rhyme scheme is always saying, haba menucha, misangim ba, simcha. And again, the ba doesn't continue, but the cha does, right? Mechevle Mashiach rivacha, Tatzmiach va'anacha, and ultimately, right, the point of Shabbos is that this oneg is really, if it's a real oneg on Hashem, it's just a precursor of the truest oneg on Hashem, which is me'ein olam haba, which is yom shekulo Shabbos v'nuchel l'chayi olamim, and it's not just a precursor, but in the zechus of this oneg, right, will be zoche to that oneg in the best way possible. Here of yomeinu.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. So this